So the team in full sees Rob Kearney at fullback with Bowen Zebo on the wings and Jared Payne and Robbie Henshaw in the centre with Keatley and Murray in the halfbacks. McGrath, Best and Ross are the front row while Toner and Captain Paul O'Connell are in the second row. O'Mahony, O'Brien and Geordie Murphy form the back row. Coach Joe Schmidt talks about why Murphy gets a go at number 8 and what they are missing in the absence of the injured Jamie Heaslip.
What we're missing is a lot of experience, and I don't think Geordie can bring that. Peter O'Mahony has that experience and is a leader of his provincial team, and he's a leader in our group. Sean O'Brien is a leader by the way he plays the game. People tend to follow him because he tends to go forward. So what Geordie has to bring is just a nice security for us at the base of the scrum, some nice clarity in the defensive line of what his role is at 8. I think Geordie's had a really solid season since Christmas, and that should give him confidence.
Kian Healy won't feature, so the bench consists of Sean Cronin, James Cronin, Marty Moore, Ian Henderson, Tommy O'Donnell, Isaac Boss rather than Owen Redden, Ian Madigan and Felix Jones rather than Keith Earls or Luke Fitzgerald. Here's the coach on why Payne and Henshaw are paired in the centre ahead of the likes of Darcy, Earls and Fitzgerald.
Gordon Darcy hasn't had a lot of game time, so he was disadvantaged to start with. Again, nor had Keith Earls. So they were a little bit behind in the opportunities that they'd had. And we feel that Luke Fitzgerald and Darren Cave had both been playing really well for their provinces. So it was a tight enough decision, but it was one that had shown a little bit of promise in that South African game. We've decided to continue with it and put our confidence in those two for this week. And genuinely, you'll see and we'll see how the two lads go.
With your Six Nations update, I'm Oisín Langan.